As a parent, as a pastor, as a Christian, as a Democrat, like many of you out there, I'm deeply concerned about the RSE agenda that just in the past week has been pushed upon and enforced upon the young people of our society. This relationship and sex education agenda has been formulated by a minority to be imposed upon a majority. It is being pushed into our schools against the wishes of the vast majority of parents, teachers, principals, boards of governors as well. It stands for relationship and sex education. And never before in our society have we had more sex education than now, but never before have we had as much confusion, discontentment, unhappiness, and also the breakdown of home, marriage and family, and also the rise of teenage and unwanted pregnancies and abortions. Never have we had so much of it in our society before, and it seems to directly correspond to the pushing of sex education in our schools by people who perhaps, if we're honest, don't really know what they're talking about at all, unless of course they have a hidden agenda. RSE stands for Relationship and Sex Education. I believe it would be better defined as radical social engineering. There are forces at work that are out to redesign and redefine and re-engineer our society so that it does not resemble anything that God intends our society to be. Marriage has been redefined, sexuality has been redefined, gender has been redefined, life has been redefined, and there are forces at work that are radically trying to re-engineer our society. RSE, radical social engineering. I believe it could also be defined as reversing scriptural ethics. The Bible is God's instruction manual for life. And multitudes across our world for generations and centuries have proved that the Bible is the best instruction before leaving Earth. God's plan for our society, two genders, male and female, one institution, marriage and the home, for the raising and the guidance and the provision for our children. And yet RSE seeks to reverse scriptural ethics. It also seeks to remove sovereign entitlement. Parents should have the right to be able to teach their children, to know what their children are being taught, to remove their children from a class if they're not happy with that child is being taught. Teachers as well should have a say, boards of governors as well. But sovereign entitlements have been removed by a small minority in our society that are pushing the RSE agenda. RSE could also stand for rejecting scientific elements. I was taught in school in biology, two sexes, male and female, two genders. Now that has all been turned on its head and we do not know how many genders there are. We hardly even now know what gender is or what sexuality is. And scientific elements have been rejected. I believe RSE will result in reaping sorrow everywhere. Our society is falling apart because the foundations have been destroyed. The Bible asks the question, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And now we are telling God that we do not need him, his word or his laws, and we know better than God. And the result is that there is more mental illness, more mental health problems, more discontent, sadness, loneliness, guilt, fear, uncertainty in our society. There are more emotional and mental problems in our society than ever before. Why is that? Is it because we're getting away from the word of God, from the best instruction before leaving Earth? RSE, ruining school for everyone. It's often been said that school days are the best days of your life. I'm not sure that I agree with that. But I believe that this agenda will ruin many's a teacher because they're going to have to teach something that goes against their conscience and they haven't got a say in it, some of them. Same for headmasters, boards of governors. Same for children. Seed thoughts, ideologies are being put into their minds at a young age whenever they have not developed physically, emotionally, or mentally. And their little hearts and their little minds are being infiltrated by forces outside of themselves to think about things that they would not otherwise think about. Their innocence is being taken away. RSE is really something evil. I think it's time to get back to the Word of God, back to the Bible, back to the Scriptures. I trust today that you will pray for the children of our day and generation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for those politicians who have bravely and wisely and courageously spoken out against this. And let's seek to have a society where there is such a thing as liberty of conscience, where there is such a thing as the right to choose, where there is such a thing as the right to live according to spiritual and Christian principles, to live according to the Word of God, and to live according to what we feel is right in the sight of God. Let's not throw away our heritage. Let's not throw away our children to the wolves that are at the door, but let's protect them, let's pray for them, and let's endeavor to support Christian teachers, principals, headmasters, and those that seek to uphold truths that are self-evident and truths that are eternal. God bless you. Thank you for listening.